We didn't get to your emails and web comments on our regular day Tuesday, but it's not too late. In our conversation about Japanese burial rituals and the task of paying final respects to the dead, we spoke with a Japanese Buddhist priest based in Los Angeles. Barbara Ambrose of Chapel Hill was listening and sent this comment. While I appreciate that you're covering Japanese funerals, I wish you would not just focus on funerals alone. Other religious organizations are engaging in aid relief for the living. They've opened their doors to the displaced, are collecting donations and distributing food and basic necessities. Thus, the contributions of Japanese religious institutions in this time of crisis go beyond the performance of funerals. And in one piece of news today in Japan, Emperor Akihito and Empress Michiko spent an hour visiting with evacuees at a Tokyo center. The emperor also appeared on live television to talk about the continuing nuclear crisis. He expressed hope that the situation would get no worse and offered a prayer for people's safety. We also have a correction. On Monday, as we talked about the Israeli-Palestinian standoff, I described a recent explosion in Jerusalem as the result of a suicide bomb. Allison Schmidt emailed to say, not so. Police believe the explosive device was planted at the bus stop. Thanks for that note. Camille Cusimano in California heard our discussion about longevity and the results of a decades-long study about what contributes to a longer life. She wrote, I'm 60, a writer all my life. Writers have typically been associated with short, tortured, unhealthy lives. I am fit and healthy, always have been, and dropped my health care 7 years ago when I started dancing Argentine tango, quit my stressful job, and followed my passion. Tango, 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 I teach and dance it weekly. It's my insurance policy. Carol Burnett joined us last week, and many of you wrote to share your memories. We were touched by this note from Elaine Gray in Chico, California. She wrote, my 90-year-old grandmother has advanced Alzheimer's disease, but when we put in a DVD recently, she sat right up and said, that's Carol Burnett. We were delighted and astounded. Thank you for the happiness. If we make you happy, sad, or if you have a correction for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. And if you're on Twitter, you can follow me there, @NeilConan, all one word. Talk of the Nation is produced by Priska Neely, John Asante, Peter Granitz, Kenny Young, April Failing, and Sarah Handel. Sarah also handles our web content. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Gwen Uten directs the program. Our intern is Colin Campbell. Sean Phillips is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Jerry Tennant, Jenis Nielsen, and Cal Southworth. Our theme music was composed by Greg Smith. The senior producer of Talk of the Nation is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. Tomorrow, many high school seniors are getting their college acceptance letters right now, but getting in may be the easy part. Tomorrow, a look at how to pay for college and why student loans may not be the best answer. Lynn Neary will be here tomorrow. I'll see you again on Monday. So since I'm not here tomorrow, happy opening day, everybody. I'm Neil Conan, NPR News in Washington.